USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Former Secretary of State John Kerry, President Joe Biden's envoy for climate, has not set a good example for his new position. According to former Energy Secretary Rick Perry, the former governor of Texas, said Kerry is a pretty poor spokesperson for the climate business when he hops on a private jet and leaves a trail of emissions that is about 40 times more than it would be if he flew on a commercial airline. The Biden administration is opening an overflow facility for unaccompanied migrant children apprehended at the U.S.-Mexico border. The Health and Human Services Department will reopen a facility in Carrizo Springs, Texas, that can accommodate about 700 children and can be expanded if necessary. United States Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is calling for a meeting of top financial regulators this week to discuss market volatility driven by retail trading in GameStop and other stocks as early as Thursday. This is USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
A major league coach is facing disciplinary action. It comes as several women complain about his behavior. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki reports.
The Los Angeles Angels have suspended their pitching coach, Mickey Callaway, after reports of inappropriate conduct surfaced against him. In a report by The Athletic, Callaway was accused of lewd behavior by five women, something Callaway has denied. All five of those women work in sports media, with the allegations spanning 5 years during his time with the Cleveland Indians as a pitching coach and the New York Mets as a manager. In a statement, the Angels said they would work closely with MLB to conduct a full investigation. The team hopes to have the matter resolved quickly, possibly before the beginning of spring training. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Major League Baseball released a schedule that would call for spring training to begin on February 17th and opening day of the 2021 season to take place on April 1st. Super Bowl Sunday starts at 6:30 p.m. on CBS, the Chiefs versus the Buccaneers. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Born in a modest house in Caldwell, New Jersey on March 18, 1837, Stephen Grover Cleveland was the 22nd and 24th president of the United States, the only president to serve two non-consecutive terms. President Trump would be the second such person if he decides to run again in 2024. Democrats appear to be pushing forward with a formal impeachment in order to avoid Trump in the future.
The legal team for former President Donald Trump formally responded to the article of impeachment against him on Tuesday, calling the process to impeach an official who is out of office unconstitutional. In their brief, the president's lawyers deny that Trump incited the riots at the Capitol building on January 6th. That trial is set to begin next week. Senator Lindsey Graham is calling on the Senate Democrats to get the trial over with as quickly as possible. The South Carolina Republican tells Fox News that they know there aren't enough votes to convict the former president.
So the question for the country and the Democratic Party is, how much pain are you going to put us through until we get to a verdict of acquittal? If you want to call one witness, my friend, to my Democratic colleagues, you're going to have a lot of witnesses. You're going to stop the trial for weeks and months, and for what purpose? I'm urging you to allow this trial to get over as quickly as possible when it's clear there's not enough votes to convict the president. And that will happen on day one.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The first impeachment against President Trump ended on February 5th, 2020, when the Senate acquitted President Trump on all counts. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryde.